Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crowder doesn't like firefighters.
I like them. Just looking at some stuff, they make 80 grand a year.
Well, that's funny. I see that on the text machine a lot. They're like, firefighters aren't homeless. They have good food, blah, blah, blah. I'm not debating that. Who's telling you firefighters are hungry?
On your argument, you were like, yeah, you need to help them out. At 85 grand a year, they have to help themselves.
I didn't say you need to help them out. I love when they bring free pizzas here at the radio station. I love it. I make plenty of money. I love a free pizza downstairs.
Let's start the narrative that drop your free and leftover food off at the radio station.
I think radio's kind of got that narrative already. We've had people bring us Nossberry Farm, what are those, cinnamon rolls?
When they want you to promote their business, not drop off homeless people's food.
I don't care. I'm happy to promote their business if they want to bring over a couple bags of, hell, I just talked about dots. I don't even like dots. I'll promote them on the air.
Hold the spit.
The Biscayne Fire Department, they thank us. Thank me, not you. Mm. Thank you for thinking of us.
I bet they're happy making 90 a year.
Pride of Brickell, Miami Fire Station. Pizza always welcome at our station. We have a great cook here, but we always appreciate pizza.
Cook.
Thank you.
A cook.
Yeah, but that's not the debate. Again, you're going to debate something.
Debate. They don't need food if you have a cook.
Not the debate whether they need food. Not the debate. You're going to debate something else. You're going to debate something that doesn't exist.
I'm not debating anything. I'm saying that why the hell would you need free food dropped off when there's somebody making meals for you?
So when you have a party at your house and Michael Vick comes over, he doesn't need food or alcohol, but
I'm having a party.
You provide it.
Oh, so the firefighters are the party.
But he doesn't need it.
It's a party every day at a firehouse.
Again, you're debating something that doesn't
exist. You're saying if somebody's at my house for a party, I should feed them. I shouldn't feed nobody sitting in the firehouse making $80,000 a year.
Okay, so is that the cutoff? If someone makes $80,000 a year, they should never get a slice of free pizza?
No, my cutoff's about 40.
Okay, 30. So if you make $40,000 or $30,000 a year, you should never get a slice of free pizza wherever you are because you don't need it.
Why don't Walgreens workers get free pizza?
I'm not asking that.
Why don't the street workers get? Do you stop on the side of the road and give the electrician free pizza?
I mean, if an electrician was over and I ordered pizza, I would certainly give him a slice.
So you ride around and find anybody with a job and give him pizza. So we're just giving out pizza to people with jobs.
Nope, not what I said.
Sounds like it.
It is? Because I said if an electrician was in my house.
Everyone should receive free pizza.
No, I said everyone likes free pizza.
So firemen should receive free pizza.
I said everyone likes free pizza.
So why do firemen get the pizza and not electricians?
Yeah, because there's not an electrician house open 24 hours a day in every neighborhood.
How about CVS? There's a CVS everywhere. Why don't you drop your free food or your old leftover food at CVS?
That's actually not a bad idea.
We'll start doing that.
That's not a bad idea.
And then we'll move to what? Chinese restaurant? Or they have food. They don't need food. Because everybody likes free pizza.
Everybody likes free food.
What about a restaurant owner? So you drop them free pizza even if they're in their restaurant?
Again, if you have, I would say this is a fair rule. If you have 5 leftover pizzas, and you're not going to eat it, you're better off giving it to someone that's going to enjoy the free pizza than throwing it in your lake.
And why does it become firehouse?
Okay, let's say I let you win that. Doesn't have to be a firehouse. So, I say give it to someone that will enjoy it.
And who?
Anyone. Anyone that'll enjoy it. Could be
a
your
homeless
neighbors.
Person, right?
Okay, fine. Great.
I've given food to homeless people because they're homeless and they need food.
Okay.
Not because they're a fireman that makes 80 grand a year that gets a free pizza.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So you're
talking to people that are
Okay, so you are good, guys.
I'm not taking you anything.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. So firemen do not deserve free pizza ever.
I didn't say they don't deserve it.
I think you just did.
No. If they deserve free pizza, I think CVS workers deserve free pizza. Then I thank the Walgreens workers. And let's keep going. Publix. McDonald's. Let's just start giving out. Let's ride around with a pizza truck and just make them in the back. I have a Blaze endorsement. Let's get Blaze pizzas and just make a giveaway pizza day in South Florida. Everybody, if you have a job, job, you get free pizza.
What he's done here, if you haven't realized.
No, don't break down what's going on. Let's talk about this.
He's taken an argument that he's lost. We had a firefighter on the air in the last segment. Valero's brother.
It's not a thing to give firefighters pizza.
Okay, and then a firefighter came on and said it is.
He said, we appreciate it.
Okay, and now he's going to try to make it as outlandish as possible in order to try to take your eyes off what the actual argument was. I've seen this trick a million times.
I know it's exactly what you're doing because you stopped with the argument and moved on to analyzing my side because you don't want to stay on your side anymore. That's what's going on.
I was already proven right.
No, you're not.
Okay, did your brother, Valero, come on in the last segment and say that they appreciate when people bring food?
Yes, he did.
And did he say that people sometimes just bring desserts over to the firehouse?
Yes, Esmeralda.
Okay. And so when you hear that from a firefighter, you are what? Discounting that because you don't feel
the
like listening to
the first thing he
it?
Said is he brings food. Mm-hmm. I bring food to the state. I bring food to the station because I work here
but
as
I'm not
a worker.
Asking what the first
so
thing you
that's
heard.
Out the window. After I asked him about Esmeralda bringing stuff, he says, yeah, sometimes people bring desserts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. It's not a thing. This argument started by...
But when did I say when did I say every time?
It started by you saying there is a thing out there, and I said it's 2018, there is not a thing that people know to take food, and you brought up a shiver, where after some shiver, you took the food to a fire station and said that's a thing. I said it's an isolated incident with your family. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
People
But we didn't bring it to Justin Valero's firehouse.
There's
so
not
who brought
group
him
of
the desserts?
People. Some old woman down the street, and that's her aunt, her nephew works as a fireman.
But that's not what he told you.
We made up a lady's name, Hawk.
He said some people bring desserts to the firehouse, and some people bring food. Like, it's okay to take a loss. You went a season where you went 1-15.
Go out and
give pizza
to people that like it.
You had a season where you took 15 losses.
That like it. I like pizza, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, that's why you give it to firemen. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time getting past the, it's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous to throw it in the lake, though?
No.
Okay.
You're feeding the animals.
Okay. Well, why not feed humans?
Because they have a job making $80,000 a year. That's why. They can buy their own damn food. Mm. How many brim do you know have a job?
What
are they going to do? Swim instructor? Is a bass going to be a swimming instructor?
Did you ever take a free meal?
Hell no. I don't take no handouts.
Lie.
I don't take no handouts.
Lie. We took one at Funky Buddha the other day. We went to Funky Buddha for lunch the other day.
We have a business deal. I do promotions for them. That's synergy.
No.
I don't call that free meal. I call that synergy.
Were you there for our lunch, Valero?
Yes,
And did they buy us a lot of food?
They did.
And a lot of beer?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it went on their business account because they do... things
yeah, Crowder
with
does
560.
Work for it
doesn't work for Funky Buddha.
Yes, I do.
Do you normally...
They've bought endorsements with this station. Now, therefore, we're co-workers. That means we have a business deal.
I'm pretty clear on how it works.
Do you think Funky Buddha came out of their pocket cash and paid for that meal, or did it go on a business account?
Again, not what I asked you.
Got him!
How?
Got him! That's not free food.
Did you... It's not?
It's a business. Business. Synergy.
Well, what does that mean? Synergy. And then you're making...
I wiggle my hands around. It's like all that...
I kind of feel bad for Crowder. I don't know what to do here. It's like the 1-15 season. I don't know what to do here. I don't know how to eject from this. I feel terrible for what I've done to him in the last 30 minutes. And he's flailing.
You sound crazy.
He's flailing. As people point out, don't football players eat free food all the time? Crowder's life, Aronde Gadsden's life, is accepting free food and drinks from strangers that are thrilled that they are meeting an athlete.
So breakfast and lunch is free food at the Dolphin facility while you're a player? It's not free.
Do you pay for it?
You're an employee. Yes, you pay for it.
You do?
Hell yeah.
They charge you for the breakfast?
Out of all that damn money you earn them and they give you your check, you're an employee.
They don't provide us food, breakfast, and lunch here
this
at the
is
radio
a different
station.
Business synergy structure. Thank you, Texer. This is a different business structure.
Somebody
radio station, in. NFL team.
I don't know what to do with these texts, Valero. I feel bad for old Tugboat.
I feel bad for you.
Old Tugboat just jumped in the lake a second time.
It's a lot of feel bad in here.
Old Tugboat is grabbing his other knee now. He's having a rough go of it.
I feel
it's
bad
been the past
for
two
you.
Days.
I know, yeah. I know,
Maybe
I know.
You should take it easy.
Well, because we have Mike Cugno coming on the next segment, so it's going to get bad again for him. But then at 3:30, I'm done picking on him because it's just... I feel terrible for. I actually want to.
I feel bad for you.
I want to cradle you. I want to. Can you get in here and it's gonna be difficult for me to cradle you. But
celebration
I want to cradle. It's not a celebration hug. It's more like a sympathy cradle. It's a sympathy cradle. Just come in my arms here.
No. Celebration hug.
I want to cradle you. I want to rest your head against my bosom.
Oh, got him.
I should speak.
You're acting like Adrian Broner right now.
No,
everybody know I won.
Except that I won.
That boy was scared of me. I hit him a couple here. Everybody know I won.
Except that I won.
Are you doing this for the hood? Are you doing this for the hood?
I think you're Adrian Broner doing
it for the
hood.
You're doing it for the hood right now.
There's Adrian Broner right there. Somebody says, stop arguing. Just call him Tugboat again. That was funny. Sorry, Crowder, you're wrong here. Firemen, police officers, they're first responders. Therefore, the public tries to do a little extra for them for doing a thing like, saving our lives and property.
I appreciate it. I set my house on fire when I was little. Somebody, and I remember the firemen come put it out, and they had to tend to me because I set my leg on fire. Appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for all y'all do. Take your check, buy your lunch, bring in a box, a thermos. They still sell thermoses. Get you a thermos, baby.
What's he saying? Somebody says.
I don't know. I admire it. I do admire it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Somebody says Tugboat needs a nap. Here is the special report from Mike Cugno on CBS4. This happened last night. We unveiled a video of Crowder. He tried to jump off a pier. He's having a rough go of it. I don't know. What do I do here? He's having a rough go of it.
You said you were going to cradle him. Cradle
I know.
Him.
He's putting
me.
Up a winless season again, and I don't know what. I'm waiting for his Greg Camarillo moment. I'm waiting for Cleo Lemon to hit Greg Camarillo on the sidelines.
Come
on,
Broner. I feel bad.
Y'all for
are
him.
He's Broner.
It's all right. I'm going to cradle
Everybody
you.
Everybody know
I'm
won. I beat that boy.
I'm going to cradle you in the break. But here's Mike Cugno on the CBS4 News last night. He shows Crowder's video. Crowder was trying to leap. He was once an athlete. He is trying to leap from a pier to land. His nephews and nieces, his wife is there, his family, they're in South Carolina. They've all told him, you're not going to be able to do this. He says, I can.
Yeah, man.
We
doubt.
Post.
Can't.
But you couldn't.
The word can't doesn't pop up in my mind.
In this case, it needed to, though, is my point. So he jumps off the pier. He doesn't come close. He lands in the mud.
As I looked at it, it was probably about a strong 22, 23 inches.
No, stop it!
When I said it was inches, it was maybe 2 feet.
Stop it!
If you look at the angle.
Now you're saying it was 2 feet short?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. It was 6 feet short.
Oh, my goodness.
You might have jumped 2 feet.
No momentum.
People have photoshopped it. There's a great one. He puts both his arms out like Superman, as if that was going to help him. And it just helps him fall faster. And so we talked about it on the air yesterday, and we Instagrammed the video, we tweeted the video, and Mike Cugno at CBS4 was listening to the show. He saw it, and then he brought it up on the CBS News last night and played the video.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, hold my drink. He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing.
Oh. From the guy
what
who
was he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my
he's
man.
He's got to work on it.
Yeah,
he does. Rutabay Shabazz, he comes in like a sniper.
I'm talking to Mike about Rutabay.
A sniper at the end. He's got to work on it. Like, everyone else is giggling. Elliot Rodriguez, like, oh, I love his radio show. Mike Cugno, yay, intercepted Tom Brady. She comes in like a sniper. Yeah, he's got to get better at that. He's got to work on that. There's no giggle. There's no I enjoy him on the radio. Just a sniper. Just took you out at your legs.
Rutabay. doing something there. How about that, Ruta Bay?
Somebody texts in, Channing is more like Dan Orlovsky running out of bounds for a safety. It's all right. We all have segments like that. I'm going to cradle you.
I have more than others.
He's got more than he cares to count.
I don't know why y'all are looking at me.
He's got a whole...
I don't know why y'all...
I have segments like that. Look, he gave me a piece of paper today. He's made 6 damn songs of my misspeaking over the last couple of weeks.
I know, but I don't know why y'all are trying to talk me off this shit. I'm not on no damn cliff.
Dan
Orlovsky, I'm not on no damn
sometimes
ledge.
You run out of the end zone. You ran out of the end zone. It's okay. So Mike Cugno, I can't believe this is when it's scheduled, is going to make things worse for Channing Crowder in the next segment.
Radio.com.
All right, I'm done picking on Crowder.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, 100%.
Yes, you might want to leave me alone.
Did you post video on Instagram?
Yes, I'm going to post it. It's going to be posting shortly.
Okay, so you haven't done it yet.
No, I don't have access to it.
Okay, what do you mean?
I don't have access to the 560 account.
Okay, all right.
So I had to send it to Solana. Solana's out there. Okay, he's going to do it for me.
I just asked if you had posted it. You said yes, and then
I'm
found
it. I'm on edge, okay? I saw what you did to Crowder.
I got y'all nervous, huh?
No,
I got y'all nervous.
He's feeling bad because he saw what happened in here. I cradled Crowder during that.
I don't need
that,
a you cradle. Try. You're flat out wrong.
All right. But I'm done. Flat it's fine. You can say whatever you want.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you alone.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Is there Hurricanes basketball on the radio tonight?
No.
All right. Well, when there is Miami Hurricanes tonight's fight night.
Yeah.
When there is basketball, Miami Saturday. Hurricanes basketball. Oh yeah, you know everything now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You don't have to bring it up. It's fine. Yep.
Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Fight night with Alex Dono is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Somebody, our friend Miami Barracuda, he just made a nice Photoshop. It's a logo for Old Tugboat. I'm going to retweet that. It's at Mark Hockman on Twitter.
Cugno started
So Mike Cugno, I don't know. This is why I wanted to bring him on. Mike Cugno, who's one of the sports anchors and reporters on CBS4, he has now coined your new nickname, Old Tugboat. I don't know where he came up with it. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You watch him on CBS4 here in Miami. Play one more time, Falero. This is Mike Cugno on his sports report last night, working in the video of Channing Crowder.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, hold my drink. He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing.
Oh. From the guy
what
who
was he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my man.
He's got
to
work on it.
Yeah, he does.
He is a pretty good radio host. I enjoy his show.
He's very funny.
There you go. So now, Elliot Rodriguez, he goes, what are you, like, he dropped a Chris Hansen on you. What were you thinking? But then he said, oh, I love the radio show. He's fun to listen to. Ruta Bay, she came in. She was a sniper.
What's going on with Ruta Bay?
What's wrong with him? Like, something like
sniper.
That. So here's Mike Cooney. First of all, how did you come up with the nickname Old Tugboat?
Honestly, it was the first thing that came to my mind that was just slow moving and not, definitely something that would never get off the ground.
What happened?
Because that's a funny part of the video, right? He never really does get moving.
Right. What I don't get is, Crowder, you didn't give yourself enough space. Like, there was more room behind the dock. Why'd you take off from, like, 10 feet away?
Bro, I'm a sprinter. I'm not a long-distance runner.
No, you're not.
Quick. My five-yard box I play in. I play in a five-yard box.
I like how he says it matter-of-factly, though. No, you're not.
Not more.
See, the start?
So how did it happen yesterday? How did you work it into the newscast? I didn't see the 6 o'clock news last night because you said if you thought that was painful, Crowder says, hold my beer. What had you shown before that?
So before it was a clip of the interview that ESPN had just done with Pat Riley talking about how painful it was watching LeBron James. So it was just pain. There was emotional pain and physical pain.
That is funny. All right, that's a funny newscast. Now, you cover sports, Mike Cugno from CBS4. Mm-hmm. Who has less hops, Dwayne Wade or Channing Crowder?
Who has less? Are you kidding?
Well,
why would you even put Dwayne's out there still dunking in the?
Well, he couldn't though, because when I saw him block KD the other night, remember, and then he came back on the other end and he couldn't really get up there. So does Crowder still have it, or you say Dwayne Wade's got him there?
No, Dwayne Wade definitely got him.
All right, well, Mike Cunha's a reporter.
How tall is Dwayne? 6'4"?
6'4".
He reaches up, he's at 9 feet, he got to jump 12 inches.
Crowder maintains, you've seen the video a number of times, you've watched it like the Zapruder film. You would never put it on the news if you had not gone over every inch of the video. And by the way, you could see the video at the 560 WQAM Instagram page, right? 560 WQAM on Instagram. Crowder posted it on Twitter. He's also retweeted a lot of the funny memes that people have made off it. It's official Crowder on Twitter. So you've seen the video. People were texting in yesterday some reviews via text of what they saw. Tell me which one of these texts you think is the most appropriate. Crowder's jump looks like somebody pressed the wrong button.
Oh, y'all giggling, huh?
It's
that's what y'all planning to do?
It's not me, though. It's a texter.
I'm a terrible like video game player. So that's I totally get that. Like that is me. When you're supposed to shoot and see when you pass, that is exactly
right.
So we can end the game right there.
It might be the best one. Somebody texted in Crowder jumping off the pier was like Neo jumping off the building his first time in the Matrix.
Y'all are nice. Yeah.
Somebody asks via text, he was trying to get across?
You should have tucked your knees in and just pretended it was a cannonball when you were halfway across.
Yeah, like at what point did you realize that there's no chance you're going to make it? It had to be before liftoff.
Probably when, I was flying through the air and I looked down. I was like, hey, I'm a little bit far, a little bit away from this land.
Tell Mike Cunha how close you think you came to land.
How about 22 to 24 inches?
He says 22 to 24 inches away, Mike. What would you peg it at?
Yeah, and I'm 7'2". Come on, man. Like, dude, you're like 3 or 4 feet. Not only that, but the shoreline right there, it's muddy. So even if you hit that, you're probably falling backwards into it. No.
This is the thing, Mike, we had this conversation yesterday, too. They were like, but if you made it, what were you going to do? If my toes touched that dirt, oh, my goodness. You would have been able to tell me nothing.
Yeah, that would have been a win. I said, if he got both toes a millimeter on the dirt, he would have been able to claim victory.
Yes, but you look like one of those flightless birds you go hunting for on those branches where they like clip their wings and they don't get out, they get like 4 feet off the ground so they can't fly away.
Yeah, now me and my wife are having a conversation. When am I going to the doctor to get this knee checked out?
It's swolled.
Yeah, this knee done swolled up on me, Mike.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
bad.
Really swollen?
Yeah, that limp wasn't a joke. That was a real limp.
That was not one of those limp off, like, because I just feel shame, so I'll pretend like I'm injured. Dude got injured.
I thought you were just trying to play it off, like, oh, maybe I took off weird in the off the dock, and that's why I couldn't get across. I thought you were looking for excuses. Dude, you got hurt?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
That's okay. I don't feel bad. That's funnier.
He's been talking with Rutabay.
A lot of giggling, yeah. And then Rutabay.
I think the only one that really likes you is Elliot Rodriguez.
Tell Elliot to call us, y'all. You and Rutabay giving me hell, Mike. Rutabay throwing in all the little daggers at the end.
How do you like this text, Mike? Somebody texted in. Crowder looked like a misfired Angry Bird from the game.
Yeah, you hit the button too quickly and it turns off falls flat. Yeah,
happens to all of us. It's no big deal, Crowder. I'm done picking on him, Cunha. We've had our fun. I had my fun. We all had our fun. So does Rutabay not like him?
Does Rutabay know who you are? I don't even know.
Yeah. This is what surprised me, Mike. We've done charity events together. And I was like, oh, Rutabag got my back. she didn't.
But see, that's probably it. So she met you in person. She was like, "What? Why did this guy think he
Wow, Cuño.
Well, we're going to have to wrestle next time we see each other, I see.
Cuño came in swinging. I love it, man. This guy has earned himself a regular spot on the show.
Listen, just because I can't get over that damn wall don't mean I'm soft.
I can outrun you with that knee.
Yeah, what are you going to do, chase me down now? I'm totally being Twitter tough guy now.
No, Mike, it's on now.
When's the last time a tugboat chased you down, Mike?
It's on now.
The old tugboat. I suggested that we call him Sully because he landed in the water.
That's a lot better than tugboat.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, because Sully didn't mean to land in the water either.
You gonna sit right here and do that?
You can argue Sully needed to land in the water.
Right, Sully at least needed to.
I'm not going to sneak up on you either, Mike. You're going to see me coming.
Nobody got injured on Sully's plane.
You don't got to watch your back. Watch your front.
You want no smoke, Crowder.
Everybody check out the video. Play the audio one more time. Mike Cuño on the CBS 4 News last night.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, hold my drink. He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing. Oh.
From the guy who was thinking.
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my man.
He's got
to
work on it.
Yeah, he definitely does.
He is a pretty good radio host. I enjoy his show.
He's very funny. I will say that.
All right. There you go. You know what we should do in the next segment? Cuño, see if you agree with this. Let's play Crowder's interception on Tom Brady.
No.
So that would, I want to change the son.
Can you do that
on the news tonight also? Can you do a highlight package of Crowder?
I would love to do a way back Wednesday or something, but I'm off today. Sorry, bud.
All right, well, you gave it a shot. Cuño's a sniper, too.
Him and Rutabay working against me.
That's funny. Mike, thank you for doing that yesterday. Thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Mike Cuño, CBS4. I want to do that in the next segment. We gotta change the whole tenor.
Nothing.
Do a whole. I want the Rex Ryan montage. I want to celebrate Channing Crowder. I'm gonna bring you pizzas in the next segment.
Hey, listen. Mike just made my list. You want to get on the list? You want to get on my list?
He's not on the list already.
Get on the list.
Is it a list of boats you got to pull into the ocean, old tugboat?
I ain't messing with you.
Jim Larrañaga, by the way, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he's going to join us around 4 o'clock. We are going to celebrate all of Crowder's Dolphins accomplishments in the next segment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Oh, my man. Goodness. So I look at the text machine, and there's this text. There's no radio show that comes close to you guys. Not being sarcastic, I've been listening to radio for over 20 years, local and national. You guys are the best. Well, thank you.
I agree.
I pointed out yesterday, we had over 100,000 downloads of our podcast in January. The podcast is free. And we asked you yesterday, and I'll ask you again today, if you can do us the favor of subscribing to the podcast, even if you listen on AM radio or HD radio or you listen live, if you could download our podcast or subscribe to the podcast, we would really love it. And you can do that at radio.com, and we would appreciate it. And like I said, Entercom Miami record, over 100,000 downloads for January.
Is it lame? Because I listen to our show, like fishing or on the back porch, messing around, playing ping pong. Is that lame that I laugh at jokes that we made?
I come home sometimes and I'll ask my wife, like, hey, did you hear this? You hear this? And no. And I play her stuff. And when I'm playing it, I start cracking up. Our introduction for Omar Kelly last week. Do you have that interview by any chance? See if you can find that. It's Omar Kelly's. Just the way we introed him. I kind of want to intro everybody this way. Because that Baby Shark song has gone viral. And then we gave Omar Kelly this really nice, and it was totally spontaneous. And we were just riffing. Can you find that, or is it going to be?
It'll be like 2 minutes.
Well, okay.
What time is it? 4:30.
Valero has been doing this all day today, which is, yeah, I did that. He did it to our boss, Len, because he did it to me in the last segment about the Instagram thing. And he's like, yeah, I did. And I, oh, well, you know, someone's supposed to put it on Instagram. So Len asked him this afternoon, we got in here, it was like, I don't know, 1 o'clock. And Len said to him, hey, did you put on the Facebook page the video of Crowder and the video of CBS4 where they're showing the video? And Valero just instinctively, as he always does, yeah, I did it. And so Len says, oh, okay, it's up there. I'm going to put it up there right now. And so Len's like, well, you just told me that you did it, though. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. And I don't think Valero realizes that if someone asks you if you did something, it's okay to say, oh, no, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go do that right now.
We're working on it now. Because in the process, something.
I tell this to my kid all the time, Valero. Like, everyone finds out. Like, so you bought yourself an extra.
It was supposed to be a joke, okay? It was supposed to be a joke. Yeah, I knew I forgot to do it, so yeah, I'm going to do it in a minute. You just didn't let me get to the second part of the sentence.
That was a joke.
It wasn't funny. And then in the last segment, when I said, did you put that thing on Instagram, you said, yeah, immediately. And then I said, okay, so it's up there. And you said, well, Solana's supposed to. I don't have the access to do that.
Again, you didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, yeah,
oh,
Solana's
That was another joke coming?
Yeah, Solana's going to do it. But you guys just always talk
over
me.
You are a regular Cat Williams. Turned into the Omar song. Here's our Omar intro.
2 minutes.
Omar, shoot, Kelly, do, 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 Omar, Kelly, do, 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 Omar, Kelly, do, 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 Omar, Kelly. From the Sun Sentinel, do, 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 from the Sun Sentinel, do, 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 from Sun Sentinel, do, 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 Sun Sentinel. Covers the fins, do, 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 covers the fins, do, 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 covers the fins, do, 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 covers the fins. Just got married, do, 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 just got married, do, 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 just got married, do, 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 do. You know, in fact, keep that, just that on a, in a file, an audio file somewhere, so that when Omar comes on with us every week, we can just play that. I can't make that any better. That was perfect. I can't make that any better.
Huh?
He's going to come on with us tomorrow, I'm guessing. We're at the BB&T Center tomorrow.
Yes, I'll forget.
While we're at the BB&T Center, we will head down to the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room.
Yes.
Which is right underneath the broadcast center for us. It's right across from Pantherland. Panthers, they play tomorrow, so we'll be out at the BB&T Center, Funky Buddha Brewery. And in all the shenanigans that have gone on in the last hour and 48 minutes, they did treat us to a very nice lunch a couple weeks ago. And I went there Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah, Monday with my wife. And they treated us to a real nice lunch. And that Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park is phenomenal.
It keeps me at games.
It does.
It does. I'm knowing that,
and I'm not even kidding, because we were talking with KC, one of the owners, and my wife was saying, you know, when you go to a Panthers game, that Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room, in between periods, that place is mobbed with people.
It's a club.
It's a club.
If you're a single man, go to a Panthers game and hang out by Funky Buddha Tap Room. You'll get your woman.
Anyway, so I thank you for the kind texts about the radio show and the love that you're giving us on the podcast. We love the support and we love having fun, and that's obviously the whole idea of the show. But along those lines, here's a couple of the other texts that have come in regarding your jump in the
I thought you said you were done.
Someone texts in, as long as Mike Cuno stays 17 feet away from Channing Crowder, he'll never reach him.
You're on the list now too, sir. What was that, 561?
Crowder, that was funny though. All right, that's funny.
Somebody texts in, Crowder lost all street cred due to the shortest long jump of all time. Somebody says, you can't call him Sully. Sully landed. Crowder crashed.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's a little.
That one is too, yeah.
Oh, I better be happy I like y'all.
Somebody texts in, Crowder would have been less wet if he just walked through the water to get to the bank.
I didn't know what 250 felt like coming down that far away. I'll admit that. I was 2 feet away from the shore, but that 250 landing on that left leg.
Somebody texts in, is your job on the line or something? They'll never get rid of the Crowder show. Yeah, that's the problem. It's the Hockman part I'm worried about. They'll never get rid of the Crowder show.
Me too. Have you seen some other shows I've been on?
I'm worried about the Hockman part. I've got like 40 days left on my contract. I don't think anyone here knows it.
Bro, I'll pick you up.
You'll take me to work?
I'll bring you to work. Just come on with it. We'll leave together. Stop at lunch twice a week.
Oh, God.
Take some fireman pizza, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Somebody texts in, good thing you didn't jump like that at the Combine. I don't even think you worked out at the Combine, did you?
No.
Would you work out if you're Kyler Murray at the Combine? He said that he's undecided.
I don't think he needs to work out. I think he needs to do the measurements. The height, weight.
He said he was. He is going to do
that. But if he measures at 5'9" and a half.
It just, there's question right now. I want concrete answers so it can go. My knees were a question, and I got all the MRIs and all that. And at that moment, they said, yeah, you've had 4 ACL reconstructions. We can tell because your MRIs. But now we have concrete evidence of where your knees are, so let's move forward and worry about something else. Every GM, every coach right now, he's too short. He's too short. He's too short.
But in other words, if he measures at 5'9", 5'10", or 5'11", does it – like if he measured 5'9", is a team that was going to draft him with the first pick – not going to draft him, but they would have if he was 5'10"?
Nope.
So I don't think it's going to matter.
It doesn't matter, but it puts that question, that's water under the bridge.
It puts it to bed.
That's what it is. It puts it to bed because right now, let's talk about Kenny Reed. Let's talk. He had a lot of, his offense was simple that he played in. Like, there's a lot more to Kyler Murray than is he 5'9 or 5'10", but that's all people want to dwell on. Oh, he's only 190, he's 205 listed, but I think that's in the 190s if he goes out to practice. After camp, he's going to be 185. All that crap can be put to bed so we can start evaluating him as a football player. That hype thing is getting to me about Kyler Murray.
It's anyone talks about.
That's what it is. If you can play, you can play. I want to put that to bed. And that's what I think the Combine can do.
Oh, play Crowder's interception. I honestly wanted to do that. No, I honestly wanted to do that. My brother is in town, and my sister-in-law was at the house yesterday, and she said to me, they were listening to the show. My brother's listened to it, but she'd never listened to it. And she's like, do you have any like highlights of his Dolphin stuff? Because she doesn't.
Lie.
I swear to God.
She don't give a damn about me. What's her name?
Susan.
Susan.
I swear on my life.
Susan's not worried about me.
I have this new 85-inch TV at home. It's a smart TV, so I'm like, I've got YouTube on the TV. Took me 12 minutes to get to that app. The TV's smarter than me. But then I showed her the interception. It's a cool highlight. I swear.
You're going to make the list.
I swear.
You and
I'm
your
not
brother.
Saying anything.
Hawk and Hawk. Both of y'all going to make the list.
And she was like, wow, that was really cool. Play the highlight.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football. He picked off. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you. I mean, there's nothing negative there. That we're celebrating your interception.
Is Susan happy?
And then I showed her your little montage with the NFL Network did with you and Rex Ryan. And she was interested to see what your history was with the Dolphins. I swear to God.
Come on, man.
I swear to God.
Go to Dave and Buster's. It's way more important than talking about my silly ass.
I swear to God. Jim Larinaga is going to join us in the next segment. We're gonna get back into sports, as someone suggested we do via the text machine. Jim Larinaga coaches the Miami Hurricanes basketball team. The Oscars are Sunday. You know he comes on with us to talk movies. That is his thing. He loves movies. So we'll get all his Oscar predictions. Jim Larinaga is next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.